Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack B. Todd.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about land questions 101 directly from our nephew last night at dinner.
It's funny.
Doug knows nothing about land. And Jill said, hey, how about you ask us some questions about land? You know a lot about construction. He's involved in commercial construction, pretty successful for his age. He's in his early 20s, and he's so
about to graduate college.
In his own language, he asked us several questions,
were good questions.
Honestly, cracked me up.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm thinking about it now. I didn't even answer the questions. I just collected the questions for the show, and that's it.
That's true.
And he's never going to watch this or listen.
That's
to it.
True. He won't get the answers.
Before we get to the questions, though, let's take a question actually from a Land Academy member. From our online community at landinvestors.com. Or if you're already a member, join us on Discord. Land Academy Discord.
Okay.
I got a new teleprompter, so
I don't like to figure where the camera is. So here's the scoop, by the way. If you're not a even if you are a member, whether you're a member or not, we created an online community over 5 years ago, and it's packed with information. So that's landinvestors.com. So go in there, type in questions, get an account. It's free.
Thank you for saving
me
here.
You're welcome. I'm just explaining it. Then Jack's extra little PS is, by the way, if you're a member, get in both environments, because there's a back area on the online community, Land Investors, and then we have a separate little thing with the Discord app that we have constant banter chats running to for members. We want to make sure that our members know about that. I think by now they do. But just saying.
So before we get into the actual show,
here's our question. Okay, here we go. So that was that explanation. So here's the question. Spencer wrote, success story for a Friday. I bought this property before joining Land Academy. I made some mistakes, but I learned a lot along the way. I paid $45,000 for a 20.5 acre property in the southeast on March 5th. I interviewed a few local realtors. I went with one that my title company recommended. That's a good way to find them.
This is smart, I can tell already.
He explained that I needed to get a survey done on the property to correctly identify the driveway easement going into the neighbor's property. I listened and paid about $2,000 for the survey. We listed on March 30th, so that was March 5th, now we're March 30th, at $79,900 and had a full price offer in less than 24 hours. Woo-hoo.
That's how it works.
Yep. The buyer was getting a bank loan on the property, red flag number one, whoops, and then requested that I pay for a perk test, red flag number two. Yeah, everything was great up until here. My broker said the perk test would cost $500 and shouldn't be a problem. I listened again.
Broker. Spend money.
Well,
spend
that.
It on a survey. Spend it on a perk test. Spend your money. Give me your money.
Are you done?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you want to finish this or should I go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Over 3 months later, one survey, two failed perk tests by the county, three site visits from regional soil scientists, one round of bush hogging for the perk sites, and 7,000 expenses later, we finally closed yesterday. Jeez Louise, you're not kidding. I cleared over $20,000, so still very happy. Lessons learned. I will not pay for a preliminary survey.
Yay.
I will not accept the very first offer within 24 hours of listing. I will try my hardest to not do deals with banks involved, and I will not agree to pay for perk tests. That was good, Spencer. I mean, I'm proud of you. Now you know.
You took one for the team here, pal.
Yeah.
And so we can all learn. Please don't listen to the moral of the story is. And congratulations on your 20 grand, by the way. That's outstanding. You know, that's the value. The real value here is you bought it so cheap that all these things went wrong and you still made money. And that's kind of the Land Academy way.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you, for the rest of us, the moral of the story is don't listen to these brokers. You know, they'll tell you to change everything. They'll tell you to spend all kinds of money for them so that they can make a fee.
It's kind of funny.
For doing pretty much nothing except telling you to spend money.
You know what's interesting? I don't know. Do real estate agents walk in and say, I can't list this? Great, I'll take your listing, but you got to remodel the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
because I haven't talked
to them.
You haven't
had to do that.
No, I have not. I've not done that.
Here's a list of things that you need to do, sir. Seriously.
Oh, got it. Noted. I understand. Take down personal photos of the family. There's little things you can do, but not remodel our kitchen.
I have a long, incredible story about that, where somebody that you and I know socially had a property for sale for 10 years because they refused to do any renovations in any way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, there's a time and a place for them, I guess.
Years on market, not days on market.
Yeah.
Today's topic, Land Questions 101 from our nephew. This is the meat of the show. Last night, Jill and I, here's a story really quickly. I got our nephew a great internship with a super large, very successful commercial real estate contractor here in the Phoenix area, and Hardison Downey. And he smashed it and got a job offer, and he was here for the whole summer, and he last night was his last day. He's going back to Michigan to finish his degree at Michigan State and
hopefully come back and accept the job offer.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a whole nother topic. I want to strangle the kid. Anyway.
But anyone out there understands children?
Please tell us.
Please send me an email. Send me a summarization, please.
What's
Jack at Land Academy. I'd like to understand children.
Yeah.
I understand Jill.
Thank you.
It took a bunch of tries, but I understand Jill.
Oh, I don't think so. Okay, maybe.
I generally understand Jill, and I'm pretty sure she understands me. She's got me snowed, actually, probably. And that's fine, too. But these kids, I don't get it. Anyway.
Yes.
We're sitting down at dinner, and I said, you know, it occurred to me in the months that you've been here, we never really talked about land or anything. So ask me some questions. So here they are. What's the best? These are in his words. What are the best properties to buy as a new person?
This is a good. Yeah, these are all really good questions. There's like six questions here, or four questions. So are we going to answer them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So how would you answer that? Because this is somebody, because there's probably a lot of listeners that have these exact questions. Like, they don't know the terminology, which is fine. Everybody's got to start somewhere. I started somewhere.
This is like an interview. Somewhere. Okay. Yeah. What's the best property to buy as a brand new person? I would not go small. I would not go huge because you're starting out. I would not worry about the money because there's plenty of people around there to fund money. You want to find... The best property to buy is the property that after you spend a week of trolling the internet, this is my personal opinion, I know you're going to have your own, and you find a market and you find an area, the Land Academy way, by the way, that you've learned, and that's moving the quickest. The environment with the shortest days on market, and I'm going to guess it's somewhere in the country. You could buy for $10,000 or $20,000 and sell for $40,000 or $50,000. I'm sure that there's plenty of areas like that. You could do that all day long. So I would focus on that.
So what I think that he's asking here is, where do I start? You know, look, we all have these preconceived notions about real estate from our parents, and usually our parents' house. If it's not our parents' house, it's somebody in our life when we were younger, whether it's your friend's parents, or you know about a real estate deal for some reason. They bought a house for $80,000 and sold it for $110,000. That was the real numbers on my parents' very first house. And then rolled that money, that $30,000 or $40,000 in equity that they had, into a new house. And so that sinks in when you're real young that's how much real estate costs. Forget about crossing state lines or going to the West Coast or the East Coast. So what he's asking is, what are the best properties to buy as a new person? And here's my answer. Cheap property. You have to sit down and stare at the screen and say, I just paid $4,000 for 40 acres on a county road in Northern California. That can't be right. And your hair needs to be blown back by how cheap property is. And that's still the same way now. We still go through this. I reviewed a property. We had a career path yesterday. Jill and I, we host this class, this advanced class called Career Path. And it was Jill's turn to talk about sales and marketing. And I turned my camera off and my microphone off because the deal that came in blew me away. Mm. And we are doing it. So This is for new people and for people that have done tens of thousands of deals like us. You need to be blown away by the acquisition price. So it's not like you should buy houses in Detroit or rural land in Oregon. It's not that. It's cheap. So what are the best properties to buy as a new person? Cheap ass properties.
Noted.
Relative to the next, to the other properties next to it or around it.
Right. And I would say rural vacant land. I wouldn't say a house. A lot of kids in college think I should mm-hmm. buy a house, rent it out to my buddies, you know, all that kind of a thing. Don't get complicated. Make it really easy on yourself.
This is called the Land Academy show, not buy a house and rent it out show.
Exactly. Totally. All right, let's go to the, what's the next
question? Question number two, where is the best place to buy land right now? Guess what my answer is.
I have probably the same answer. Let's do 3, 2, 1. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Where
everywhere.
It's cheap. I don't mean, oh my gosh, Nevada's so much cheaper than
Hawaii.
Than New York.
Maybe, but maybe there's cheap land.
I mean, really inexpensive relative to the stuff around it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Jack. That's really easy for you to say. It's really easy for you to have a whole show to say, tell us how to do it. Tell us how to buy it cheap.
We do. Here we are.
Listen to the next episode.
Again, this is the Land Academy show.
This is episode number, whatever, 1600-ish. So.
Okay.
Where it's cheap is where you buy land.
Okay.
If this is the next question, there's six questions here.
Okay.
If there's a house on it, does the age of the house matter?
This is a great question. Nope. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how new it is. Doesn't matter how old it is. It matters how well you buy the property.
It matters if the property is really cheap.
Uh-huh.
Inexpensive relative to the other properties.
If it's a new house, great. Congratulations. You bought it cheap. You know, it's going to, you know, you mark it up, sell it, move on. Either way, if it's a fallen down house, who cares? You're going to sell it to a renovator. You still buy it cheap, mark it up, sell it, move on. This is good.
Two more questions.
What do you think about the house age? You agree with me. You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's got a house on it, regardless of its condition or age. That's a bonus. But you're mm-hmm. still pricing the property as if it didn't. That's how you win. You have to buy it inexpensively. Next question. What's the difference between buying with a partner?
Mm.
And when is it appropriate to leave that to become so successful that you leave that partnership?
This is a very interesting one, too.
It says a lot about personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a partner, and I don't plan on leaving. Ever. Because we're better together.
That's true.
What are your thoughts on this partnership you're in?
Well...
I said I don't plan on leaving.
Today's a good day. But... last night, it was touch and go. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I think this is a really interesting question, too. Like, he's all set up to have a partner, and then when he's successful enough, just
funny?
Leave.
Why is that? Because he thinks that he has no money, I guess? And I'm all about that. So let me back up. I think if this was a very good plan, bring in a money partner on a deal-by-deal basis. Not like... hey, you have money, I have none. Let's do together all our deals together. I want to say, hold on a moment. Let's just do one deal together first. Make sure we all are on the same page. Let's see how it goes. And then we'll do another deal.
So what he's defining here is land funding. Landfunding.com, which mm-hmm. is our company where we loan people or partnership deals with people. And the whole concept is not... to keep these partners forever. The concept is to, if you're starting out, you find a great deal, call us. We'll loan you, not loan you, we'll buy the property for you, 100% of it. We'll pay all the fees and all of it and then split it with you. And so after 10 of those deals with us, we don't expect you to stay around forever. You have your own money, go on with your life and be incredibly successful.
And I hope you partner and fund other people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I understand that point. The way he phrased it was like, you know, it was just an interesting... my jaw was a little, honestly, on the ground with this question on the tabletop, because how he phrased it was, how can I use somebody to get what I want out of them and then leave?
So true.
I wouldn't...
don't go in with... I mean...
I wouldn't go in like that.
You're not going to have anybody signing up for that. What's our next question?
Break down each phase of the process. So How do you look for new properties? How do you, he says costing them because he's from construction, but what he means is how do you fund them? How do you buy them? And then how do you sell it? Like, how much time does each of that, how long does it take all these phases?
Mm-hmm. I think the phases are, first, you have your research phase, picking an area. And so I'd say spend a week on that. Then, I need to see the question. I'm sorry. Can I see the question? I'm going through the phases. Looking for new properties, that's part of the, that's the phase there. Costing them is, I think for him, is price per acre. How do I do that? Well, that's easy. Spend a couple days on that. You know, download some data, scrub some data. You could back into it, figure out what price per acre things are posted for sale, what they're selling for. There's lots of places to get that information. Buying them, well, now you send out the mail, pull the trigger, buy the best ones. That takes a couple weeks. And then selling them, if you do it right, that takes a couple days. I wrote a blog a while back, and it was 45 days. And it was like, if you only had, it was like, say you only had 4 hours a week to spend on this. And I said, you just do, you know, I said, week one is this, week two is this, week three is this. And it was, so it was 6 weeks, and so 42 days, really, and cash in, cash out. And so that's how long I think this whole thing should take when you're brand new. You could do that.
I agree. I think that what you're shooting for is 30 days, cash in, cash out. That almost never happens. What ends up really happening if you're shooting for that and everybody's going to work every morning, including the escrow company and all that, it ends up being like 60 days. And so what he's really asking is, you know, how long does this, he's probably thinking that you only can do one at a time, which one of the great things about this business is totally scalable. So I like to say, look, you're going to do 10 deals a year. For your first year, shoot to do 10 deals, one a month, using other people's money like ours. If they're great deals, try to make at the bare minimum $10,000 to $20,000 net per deal. And so now you're making $200,000 net, $200,000 to $500,000 your first year. And then you can, then you're going to decide if you like it and all of that, or you're not. So that's what I really think he's asking. How long does it take?
Thank you. Are those, is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's where we cut him off.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Couldn't take it.
Dinner arrived. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Land Academy 4 a.m. Club. Described by Jill. Jill's really impressed with this.
I am. I think it's a really good idea.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, it is a really good idea. By the way, this 4 a.m. club. Did I think? I can't remember if it came up on the Thursday call or if it came up on Clubhouse. But either way, we talk about this kind of stuff on Clubhouse. So if you're going, what the heck are you talking about, Jill? Check your email. If you have done anything in our world and you get emails from us on Thursday mornings, you usually see an email with a link to get access to Clubhouse if you don't already have it. And it's not just iPhone, by the way, too. Android and iPhone. And at 1 o'clock Thursday specific time, we're on Clubhouse. And it's like the Frasier show, you know, Frasier Crane. You can call in, ask us questions, that kind of a thing. So it's really cool.
Direct live access to Jill and I, audio only, and it's unrecorded.
Unedited, too.
Yeah.
Of course. So, cool. And by the way, too, if you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood overlays, check out neighborscoop.com or parcelfact.com, created by investors like us, that's us, for investors like you. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.